Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
Now even the International Energy Agency is worried about medium-term energy supply. The IEA, created by the wealthy countries and the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development in the wake of the 1973-74 oil price hikes, has for years projected uninterrupted growth in oil consumption, without clearly explaining where the new oil would come from. Last month, ahead of the G8 Energy Ministers Summit in Italy, the IEA had a different message. Investment in energy production of all types is too low, and we face shortages when the economy rebounds. Here in Vermont, a recently passed energy bill begins to heed this message by spurring more investment in renewable energy and efficiency. The Vermont Energy Act of 2009 even includes a couple first-in-the-nation provisions. First, let's look in more detail at what the IEA told the G8 ministers. The IEA says that as demand for oil and gas have dropped as a result of the global economic crisis, investment in the sector has also dropped. Tight credit markets have also restricted investment. The IEA estimates that exploration and development budgets for oil and gas in 2009 have already been cut 21% compared to last year, a drop of nearly $100 billion. In the 7 months beginning last October, over 20 projects with over 2 million barrels per day of oil production capacity and 1 billion cubic feet per day of natural gas capacity were canceled or put off indefinitely. An additional 35 projects, representing about twice that production capacity, were put on hold for 18 months or more. For renewable energy, good policy is key for maintaining investment, says the IEA. Apart from stimulus spending directed at renewables, they estimate that investment could fall by nearly 40% in 2009. The implications of the drop in energy investment are that any economic recovery will run right into the same energy scarcity that caused the 2003 to 2008 run-up in oil prices. Paradoxically, according to the IEA, the faster the recovery, the more likely that such a scenario will happen. In turn, high energy prices are likely to plunge the economy back into contraction. The IEA recommends that governments quadruple their spending on efficiency, renewables, and other ways of reducing dependence on fossil fuels, and maintain that level next year and every year for decades to come. This year, when Vermont became the first state in the nation to recognize same-sex marriage by an act of the legislature, and the first state in the nation to plant a vegetable garden on the statehouse lawn, a new energy law helps Vermont achieve a couple of other firsts. Do I sound like I'm bragging? Well, maybe I am. Vermont is now, thanks to this energy bill, the first state in the nation to guarantee long-term profitable contracts to developers of small-scale renewable electricity generation, such as wind, hydro, and solar. 1/3 of the electricity on the New England grid is generated with natural gas. If the IEA is right that decreasing investments in gas production will lead to medium-term price spikes, it's an opportune time to invest in renewable electricity sources, whose fuel is free. Another national first in the Act is statewide authorization for cities and towns to create what they call clean energy assessment districts. Each district can borrow at the low interest rates and long payback terms available to municipalities to lend to property owners who want to use renewable energy or increase their building's efficiency. The long-term loans would make it affordable to invest in significant improvements with a payback time of 10 years or more. The savings each month would be greater than the amount due back on the loan. And the loans follow the property. So even if you think you might sell the property in a few years, you don't need to worry about the resale value of the investment. The new owner takes over loan repayments. The International Monetary Fund agreed last month with the IEA's background paper to the G8 energy ministers that energy supply constraints could reemerge, as they said, in the medium term because of lack of energy investment. Many experts go further and say that 2008 was a peak year for oil production, as geological constraints will prevent future supply increases, no matter how large investments the oil industry makes. In any case, all the analyses converge on one conclusion. It's prudent and cost-effective to invest heavily in renewable energy, now and every year for decades to come. The Vermont Energy Act of 2009 starts to make some of those investments. I think many people will be surprised at how cost-effective these investments are. I'm Carl Ettinger, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.